This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
I'm going to be speaking to Mr. Jacobson later on in this show, so we'll talk about that later. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. So we had to shift everything. I had something else pop up last night that I did not know was going to be during showtime. That was my mistake. So off we go. And let's kick off the week with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. The defenders of the Second Amendment are nothing if not flexible.
Have to be.
We are. And, you know, there's some good news out there. We might as well talk about it, too.
Sure.
Like, who would have thought? We knew that Barack Obama was one heck of a gun salesman. God, 8 years of that, I almost wondered at times if some of his associates weren't buying stock in firearms companies. But given that this is a election year and we look at what Democrat candidates have been saying, the FBI reported that we had record gun sales in 2019, particularly the last half of the year, a record December. Even a December often busy with Christmas sales, but a near record on top of that. We may have an entire slate of record gun salesmen to not vote for in this election.
Yeah, all the ones filling that gap all the ones filling that gap make Barack Obama look like a 2A advocate, though, don't they?
They do. They are over the top. Well, it went from we're going to register them to we're going to confiscate them to guns invented 120 years ago are assault weapons and we need to confiscate them. Yeah, pretty wild. But that sells to the core Democrat donor base. And it sells to Mike Bloomberg until he got in the race. I wonder if they will keep that up. Now that Bloomberg is in the race and, you know, you can't compete on gun control with the guy who is writing all those checks.
Well, I mean, Bloomberg, the way he's running his campaign, he's instructed Bloomberg News to investigate everybody running except him. So it's, he's already stacking that deck. So, you know, he's not polling very well, though. So, I mean, he's got a lot of money and he can put it into. And I point this out to people all the time. Money buys advertising.
Yes, it does.
But nobody likes Bloomberg. Nobody likes Bloomberg. Except I heard today that Judge Judy likes Bloomberg.
Oh, my God. That's a strange. Okay. I did talk to, an informal poll. I was talking to some people. They mentioned it's an election year. Who are the Democrats running? Oh, I assume Trump will get reelected. I'm in an area with very heavy capital investment, onshore oil and gas, some offshore, a lot of petrochemical, and a lot of them are slowing down a little bit on their multi-billion dollar investments because they want to find out if they're going to have to deal with a crazy Bernie Sanders EPA or a Liz Warren EPA or a crazy Michael Bloomberg EPA. And then they go, but don't worry, Donald Trump should win. And I said, what about Bloomberg? And they, to a man, looked at me and said, who? Now, these are not Second Amendment advocates. They're run-of-the-mill people, and they, to the man, didn't know who that was.
Well, he's not the only billionaire running, too. Tom Steyer's in it, too. I got to listen to a bunch of his ads. And he's out there talking about the lawless president and how he can beat him in this and beat him in that. And I'm just thinking, well, son, I didn't know. You wouldn't think a billionaire would be so deluded.
Well, you have to be a very smart man. A major risk of extreme success is it's sometimes very hard for people to tell you you're not the smartest guy in the room. And if you can't take advice, that significantly limits what you can do in a campaign. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. That seems to be a human character flaw on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a whole lot of, what should I say? I'm not seeing a whole lot of humility on the Democratic side. What you're saying is absolutely true. But, I mean, I think most of them just look at their staffs as necessary, but they're the show, you know, if you want to go that way.
Yes, I understand what you mean. Yeah, you're here to support me, and this is the me show. You know, and that's odd. I mean, that includes people who really should know better. I mean, Joe Biden has run enough campaigns. Yeah, I would have expected him to run smarter campaigns, to listen to his own staff better, or he's got staff that won't say, Joe, don't say that. Please, no, Joe, don't. Oh, you did. Okay, how do we fix it? Yeah, it's hard.
I'm waiting for Joe Biden to be hashtag me too, except the problem's going to be when that happens to him, they're going to have all this video evidence of him groping this woman and this little girl and this lady, and, you know, he's just gropey Joe.
Yeah. Hair on the legs and your nose and the hair of little girls. Stop it, Joe.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something more pleasant than gropey Joe. It's embarrassing, but horrible legislation coming out of Virginia actually is more pleasant to talk about than adults behaving badly toward children. The bills pre-filed in the Virginia legislature are custom written so that they would outlaw two firing ranges in the entire state. One of them in Richmond, the other, the NRA range. It has to be a two-story range with more than 50 people working in the building and not owned and operated by law enforcement. I suspect that would fail at the appeals court level, but guess what? Those legislators get to write bad bills that are then defended by a very partisan Virginia attorney general with taxpayer money, and private citizens will have to defend themselves from the silliness. Wow.
I did not know that they were, they had to have two stories and have 50. What kind of ranges have 50 people working at them?
Well, if it's in the bottom of your office building, as in the case of the NRA, it's basically the basement of a multi-story building. I would have guessed hundreds, but they set the limit at 50. There is another large range, the Colonial Shooting Academy in Richmond, Virginia. And I get this from our dear friend, Dean Weingarten. I spoke to Dean today. Thank you, Dean, for tipping me off to this. It's another large range. It has just a few more than 50 employees in its building. Well, consider you've got sales, you've got training, you may have a gun shop, you have, you know, background people buying and selling, storing, cleaning, and then people monitoring the range and maintaining it. A lot of firms try and stay just under 50 employees because government regulations are often become more difficult for, quote, large firms. It may simply be like the insurance and vacation and liability rules that are imposed on larger firms.
Let me get you to Let me get you held on right there. We're in the middle of the break, so let's go that way. We'll be right back talking with Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm going to save all of the Franklin Armory for when Jay comes on the show. Talking to Rob Morse. Where are we going now, sir? What would you like to indulge in?
Well, let's start off with good news. Well, it's on the heels of the tragic news about the attack at the church in Texas. And we've been all recovering from that. I wrote about what we've learned about that attack at the West Freeway Church. But let's describe what some other people have done. A sheriff in Butler County, Ohio, said, this breaks my heart. You know what? Churches are hard-pressed. Let's get rid of one of the excuses that church governing boards might throw up to say, no, we can't have armed church staff. I tell you what, we have police facilities here in Butler, Ohio. We will provide free concealed carry training to church staff in our county if they're going to form a security team. And 100 churches later, he said, well, this will take a while to work through the backlog.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Because you've spoken to ministers. I've spoken to them. We've all heard lots of them who said, yeah, that's interesting, and they never follow through. Here are 100 churches in this county who did. The sheriff got them off the excuse button.
So now it remains to be seen whether they will move on that, or have they started moving on that?
Well, they've signed up for the CCW training.
Okay. So this will move them to allow this to happen in their churches?
I would assume that if they're sending their staff, even though it's free, gosh, that would be abusive. You send your staff to get free concealed carry training and then don't use that staff to form a security detail? Wow, I would feel offended if I were that sheriff. But every indication is that they will follow through and do it.
That will make for an interesting time. You know, Wilbarger County, Texas, has had armed teachers since 2008.
Isn't that great?
And, I mean, in that amount of time, we've never heard of anything happening there. And they are a remote location. It would take 45 minutes for their closest first responder in uniform to show up.
Well, let me elaborate that. We think of those situations as being, oh, it's some guy, you know, out there with the cows. Not necessarily, Bill. In my community, and Sheriff Richard K. Jones in Butler County, I'm sure, has similar situations. If there's a river and a bridge and rush hour commute, great, there's an attack on the wrong side of the bridge, and now you have to get a SWAT team from one side of the city through that traffic mess. There's 40 minutes right there, easily. So it's not all that these places are all that remote. It may just be you can't get there from here at that time.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into how long it takes them. I have been on, we're not even going to talk about what's happened to me. That's irrelevant. But whatever the cause that keeps them from getting there, whether it's traffic or distance or whatever it is, it's still time.
It's still time. And we think, I'll get there in just a few minutes. Bill, I remember you going in when you're substituting on WORD, bad weather, and that commute turns into a nightmare.
Yep.
You even talk about it on the show. Wow.
Yep.
So we have to remember that things aren't optimum all the time, and the bad guys get a vote.
They didn't get a vote.
I think that's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. It's sad that it took this attack to fix it, but it is wonderful. What's not so wonderful, and we've only got, 3 minutes left? I'll start on this. Maybe we can finish it in the next segment. Hearing the terrible advice given out to all of us after the attack at the West Freeway Church in Texas, we were told, oh, we need more gun control. And the people saying that, and it's embarrassing that the mainstream media didn't call them out, this murderer had a rap sheet that was spanned years and years. He had mental illness. He had domestic abuse charges, restraining orders taken out against him. He was termed mentally unqualified to stand trial in earlier proceedings. All those things should have disqualify him, not to mention the arrested for aggravated assault. His ex-wife called him violent and paranoid. He was diagnosed with forms of psychosis and depression. It's not clear if he was on the prohibited persons list. It's not clear how he got his firearm. What is eminently clear is that for gun control to have a prayer of working, then all the prosecutors and judges have to do the right thing and quit plea bargaining. And when they fail to do their job, then honest citizens in a church have to stop evil men to save lives. That's what happened. And to say that we're going to change all the prosecutors and judges in this country is far-fetched. That's a fantasy.
Yes. So, you know, I see what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. I just, to me, the mm-hmm. fact that we had to have one of these high-vis incidents occur and it got covered speaks to the malfeasance of politicians who, you know, they're worried about optics and they're worried about reelectability and all these other things. They're worrying about pandering to a base. And it's okay, people die. That's fine. We need for them to die so that we can have a reason to call for this. So I think that's bad, right. But I'm glad it seems to be turning itself around. Let me get you to hang on right there. And, you know, Rob writes at Slow Facts WordPress blog. And he writes often. And then it goes from there. It goes to ClashDaily.com. Then it ends up at AmmoLand.com. And that's where you can find the written word. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper discussing the escalating tensions with Iran following the strike that killed a top Iranian terrorist.
As we defend our people and interests, let me reiterate that the United States is not seeking a war with Iran, but we are prepared to finish one.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump is calling impeachment by the House the greatest hoax ever.
The impeachment is a big hoax. It's a It's become a laughingstock all over the world.
The president says Democrats have been out to get him for more than 3 years now. Meanwhile, the president says about the possible testimony of former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Well, that's going to be up to the lawyers. It'll be up to the Senate, and we'll see how they feel.
Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Tuesday. The Dow lost 120 points to finish today at 28,584. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rob Morse, because our week begins on Tuesday, because I'm an idiot sometimes. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to jump back to Virginia. We mentioned how Democrats who are now in power in that state have drawn a bullseye on the back of gun owners. A lot of that is to show their fealty to their campaign donor, Michael Bloomberg. But that's not universally true. Southwest Virginia today, Board of Supervisors, I'm trying to find the county. You know, there are militia clauses in a number of state constitutions and Tazewell County, there it is. It's a rural county in Virginia. And they've said, you know, we have the right to call up the militia in this county to defend the people. And therefore, we need a militia. So their ordinance, their proclamation went more than just saying, you know, the bad things the state does, oh, you know, they don't, we're not going to spend any money on that. Okay. it is important to note that the chief law enforcement officer where you live is the sheriff. So they just told the sheriff, don't do it, very loudly, since they're paying the bills. But in this case, Tazewell County went farther and they said, our citizens need to be armed to defend us from the state. Wow. Wow. That, to call Virginia a battleground state may be closer to the truth than is comfortable, because now you're saying the ordinary citizen needs to have, be able to buy a firearm, have access to firearms that are comparable to what the state owns, be able to practice with them, use them, travel with them. Wow. Those are strong words with very serious implications. God bless and thank you.
Just gotta wait and see. We just gotta wait and see. We gotta just wait and see what these Democrats do in Virginia, how far they think they have a mandate. They think because they won, they have a mandate.
Less than 40% of the registered voters voted. So I would expect there's going to be a phenomenal turnout at the next election. Wouldn't that be a surprise if Democrats woke a sleeping giant that then turned around and threw them out?
It wouldn't be a surprise, but it is a, see, here's the problem with this. Okay, this is my problem with this. So the voters of Virginia stayed home for the most part. 60% of them stayed home. And now we're going to have, these laws are going to be voted in. They're going to be laws.
Yeah.
When was the last time you ever saw a law anywhere get repealed? I don't care how often, you know, I don't care if it switches from one, you know, power switches from one to the other. When was the last time we saw a law get repealed, with the exception of prohibition?
Well, I know in California used to have a law against local gun ordinances. And while I was there in the 13 years when I lived in California, they overturned that law to allow local preemption. There may be other examples. Those are the clear ones that come to mind.
So was there a law passed that allowed localities to have their own local laws, or was that in place and then they passed a law to take that back and have preemption over that? Because it probably sounds like I may be wrong about this, because, you know, California, you just about need a scorecard and a program to keep up with all the stuff they got going on. Was that already in place?
There was a law that said, you little cities can't make your own gun laws. And then the Democrats received a supermajority and they said, you know what? We don't like your kind voting in our state. Why don't y'all leave? And they let every city invent its own gun laws, as long as they were stricter than state law. Now, Dean and I were talking about that today. I think that can be used to the advantage of the sanctuary counties in California. For example, I'm sorry, you're traveling through the state. You're part of the police. You see, no, that gun that was issued to you by the state, no, you have to follow the same roster restrictions and magazine capacity restrictions that our ordinary citizens are required to follow. Either check your gun at the police station or turn around and leave. Mr. Politician, you're traveling through. Do you know that politicians in California are exempt from most of the gun laws, except if they go through this sanctuary county? I would have the police out on the highway looking for every traffic, you know, running license plate numbers to look for politicians, pull them over and take the car apart looking for a gun and prosecute them. But I might be described as vindictive.
It's, you know,
two can play at that game, Bill.
I know. I'm waiting for these states like Virginia now and California later, and they're all the time out there complaining about how guns come into their state from states that don't have as good laws as they have, right?
So-called, yes.
I think it should be federally mandated that they put up a wall. And they have to guard their borders, and they have to, you know, check everything coming in. I think they should do that. And then I think that, I think that's the only, and I know they're not going to do that, but I mean, if they were to do that, then crime would go through the roof, and it wouldn't matter whether or not, you know, they allowed guns in the state or not. They were, there would be guns in the state because the criminals would get them in there.
Right. They're certainly not going to, yeah, given the drugs that jumped that border. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Well, given the, I mean, what do they have, like 4 million illegal aliens in
Oh, I think it's, well, that, at least, I would guess more. Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, now here's a bit of, again, good news mixed in with bittersweet when we've only got a minute. We'll yeah. talk about it and come back to it. Did you notice the news articles covering the number of Jews in the New York metropolitan area who are open carrying, who are taking firearms classes because they said, it's too bad that the police won't be here to protect us, but they won't, and we have to do it. About time, welcome, brothers.
Well, you're going to have to explain to me how they get to open carry. I'm very curious about that. I know there's certain districts in New York, like the Diamond District, where everybody that does have permits carries guns out in the open. So that will be an interesting little ditty to follow when we get back.
Right.
Now, for those of you that like podcasts, and podcasts are the future. They're the future. I mean, I have a podcast. Rob has two. Rob does the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and it is a unique one in that it is a forensic look at an actual armed self-defense event with an armed self-defense instructor to break it down. And you can find that at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Spotify, all these other places where you can find a fine podcast. Go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thanked my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster Rob Morse. So, now this is going to be interesting. So, people are open carrying in New York, is that what you're telling me, New York City?
Well, New York State.
Okay.
That's the closest I can verify. It may occur within the boroughs. I'm not sure which one. But, okay. Your congregation is coming. It's, the Sabbath is there. What, you're going to, you want a long gun for defense, hard to carry it concealed? What, you're restricted in public to a sidearm that can be concealed in New York State, where it's oftentimes difficult to get a concealed carry permit, and you're just saying, look, we're gonna open carry. We're part of a security detail. You mean you haven't seen security details with long guns? Of course you have. Every time a celebrity shows up, there are security details with firearms visibly displayed. Oh, okay. More to the point, I can imagine a police officer saying, I'm here now, you guys can go away. And they go, fine. The minute you leave, we're back on the street. You've got this corner, we'll get all the other ones. So, yeah, they have every right to stand there as a visible deterrent to stop attacks. I wish more of them were carrying concealed.
That's true. that's true. But, I mean, what do they have to go through? I mean, listen, I know most states have provisions for open carry. My state is not one of them. Does New York actually have a provision for open carry?
I don't know. Interesting question. I don't know. I don't think so. I believe what they're saying is this is part of a security detail, just as the police effectively quote open carry. It's a security detail. Rules don't apply. Of course, they're armed.
they don't have to be certified or licensed by some organization or something in order to be official?
Now, California tried to do that. Sheriff Bill Gore did that to the churches in San Diego. I think these churches, are saying, look, we're going to put in our security detail now. You want to come argue with us about the rules? Great. Let's have at it. You tell us how what we're doing is detrimental to public safety. These are the attack against Jewish religious institutions has doubled over the last 5 years. So that would be a very hard sell in court. Would New York try it? I doubt it, simply for the political appearance. New York City can do any crazy thing it wants, but I think Democrats in the rest of the state would say, please don't do that. You know, we'd like to get elected, and you're making us all look stupid.
Yeah.
Now, what bothers me is the reluctance with which some of the congregants are accepting armed defense. They're going, gosh, I wish we didn't have to do this. This is sad. And I'm going, excuse me? You know, read your own religious texts. You are God's hands. You are supposed to do his work, including provide for your own safety. You can't subcontract that to the government. You've seen how poorly that works. Get on the job. Yehuda Reamer, a friend of ours in the Dallas area, again offered to his congregation, hey, I'll take you to the range. I don't know how that was received. I would hope that they were enthusiastic to embrace that responsibility. Wouldn't you like to be secure in knowing that the people you care about are safe? I would think you would get over whatever ideological stigma you might have about, isn't this the government's job? No, it's not. You can't outsource it. They'll be here too late. We're not calling a plumber. You don't have that amount of time.
No. I know for the, and I don't call people that don't want to look at reality. I don't call them pacifists, because a pacifist is actually somebody who has options, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get that they are reluctant because they're scared. I understand that. But I don't know having guns in the sanctuary. I don't know that their reluctance is based on anything other than feeling.
Yes.
But, I've heard that before. I've heard that before. And I don't know which, I mean, are they saying it's, so it's sad that it's needed, but at the same time, which is sadder? Would it be sadder to be shot while worshiping or
right.
defending yourself? Which is going to be sadder?
Or more to the point, it's sad that it's needed. Praise God that it is available. And look at what traditionally happened to politically disfavored minorities, Europe being a classic example,
yeah.
who were left defenseless, left at the mercy of the state to protect them. You don't want to learn from all that history for a religious group with such a long-standing tradition? Learn from it. Yeah. I want to leave on a positive note, Bill.
Sure.
Well, actually, this might also be bad news depending. Did you see that CNN was being sued by Nicholas Sandman, the kid with the Make America Great Again hat and the pro-life walk?
With the Indian guy. Yeah.
CNN was being sued for $275 million. They settled out of court. And, Bill, if this means that CNN will start telling the truth, you and I might have to work a lot harder. Someone pointed out that that's no, Rob, that's not what the settlement means. Oh, well, I guess we'll still have a lot to talk about next week.
As long as there's a CNN. as there's a CNN.
What turns out to be true is that since CNN has settled, all the other news organizations, NBC Universal, Washington Post, that were also sued, are facing the same terms, And now they're going, well, those other guys settled. Now I have to prove that I faced a different set of circumstances. Because part of the settlement, of course, I would think would require that they say, yeah, we did what you said. But that this payment now makes us, holds us no more. You can't come back and sue us again.
Right.
Or the
that's
same.
All, that's all that means. That's all that means. So.
Right. Meaning that one, essentially one news agency's confession can probably be used to get compliance from the others. Yeah, we knew better. We blew it.
Yeah, well, I mean, these news, they haven't learned anything. They haven't learned anything. They want to make the opinion, to shape the opinion, to tell you what your opinion is. And they haven't learned from anything. They didn't learn from their defeat when Trump got elected. They haven't learned anything. They only doubled down. So I'd give it a month. and then they'll be back in full, unless they, you know, step up and say, you know, after much soul searching, we've looked around and said, no, we know that we were wrong. There's no objectivity here.
And I guess it all depends on the magnitude of the settlement. If it's a couple million or less, that's chump change. And then the owners of these legacy news outlets can continue to have a vanity press until it goes under.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling the truth here, Bill.
Sure. Thank you for joining me this evening. Check Rob out both in word and in print. Slow Facts WordPress blog, Self-Defense Gun Stories, the Polite Society podcast. We will talk to him again next week. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, weekly recap with The Truth About Guns with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.